Since we have now discovered an action of opiates, whether enkephalin or morphine, on single neurons, the naive experiment to do next is to put them on for a very long time and see whether they become tolerant to the action of the morphine. That is, does the effect of the opiate to open the potassium channels, does that pass away over a period of time? That would be tolerance. Even more dramatically, if we were to add the antagonist suddenly to displace the morphine or simply just withdraw the morphine quickly, would we have signs of physical dependence? Because you know that if you take a human addict who's on morphine and then suddenly withdraw it, then he goes into cold turkey. He has all kinds of physical signs of withdrawal. He pours with sweat, his hair stands on end, his blood pressure falls. We were trying to see if we could see similar effects at the level of a single nerve cell. And in fact, that's what the paper of Nature says, tolerance and dependence at the level of a single nerve cell. Well, we could see the effects for sure, but it was, of course, simplistic to think that they completely represented the effects that you see in an intact person. But the holy grail with opiate studies at that time and still today is to understand the mechanism by which people become tolerant and dependent. That is, when you remove the opiates, they have a very strong reaction to the absence of the opiate.